A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The big news of the day, Bill Cosby is a free man. He is back at his home in Pennsylvania. He was released from prison this morning. Eli Honig is a CNN legal expert, and this is Cut 5. Not real happy with the Bill Cosby release from prison.
Allison, this just has to be devastating for all of the victims. You have to think of them first and foremost. This is important. Bill Cosby has not been exonerated. Nobody has said he didn't do it. Nobody has said he is innocent. The people to blame here are the prosecutors, and there's two aspects to that. First of all, Bruce Castor, the district attorney who made this deal back in 2004, 2005, where he essentially said, I don't believe we have enough evidence to prosecute him criminally. That enabled Bill Cosby, forced Bill Cosby to testify in his criminal deposition. That's the deal that Bruce Castor made. Can he be faulted for that? Absolutely. He bears blame for that. And then part two is that future prosecutors came along after Bruce Castor and they said, we're not playing by that deal. We're not observing that deal. And that's what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said is the legal problem here. They said, once Bruce Castor made that deal, we're not going to prosecute you. Like it or not, good deal or bad deal, future prosecutors that came after him were bound by that. And when they went back on that deal and tried him, that's what they say violated Bill Cosby's rights. That's what this decision was about.
The question is, how does he get his freedom back? How does he get his good name back when he has admitted that he sexually assaulted at least one woman, maybe more? There are 50 that claim that he did. Anyway, I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. I want to get your reaction to what has just happened over the course of the last few hours. Bill Cosby, his conviction is overturned, and we're going to be talking a lot about this. Here's the number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out from you if you think justice was served. How does he get his good name back? Or does he? Maybe he never. Maybe he will be a pariah forever. We'll talk about that coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, the first thing you notice is the reduced speeds through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Two of the right lanes on Interstate 15 southbound there at Charleston, very, very slow and congested. Northbound 15 at Hacienda, you're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. Lane restrictions tying things up at the Spaghetti Bowl. 95 eastbound at Rancho, you're bumper to bumper through there. Only two right lanes are available. That's 515 eastbound at Eastern, as they're going to be doing a lot of road work through there in the coming months. And do expect some congestion on the Beltway as well. 215 eastbound at St. Rose.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
A spectator that caused a massive crash at the Tour de France last week has been arrested. Police say the woman seen holding out a sign in front of cyclist Tony Martin, which he then hit causing the crash, has been taken into custody in Brittany in northwest France and faces a hefty fine. The Dodgers, after losing four straight games, now on a five-game winning streak. They will open a weekend series on the road against the Nationals tomorrow night. Angels playing Game 3 against the Yankees today. They will have one more tomorrow. After surviving with a Game 5 win on the road, the Clippers will try to even the Western Conference Finals tonight when they host the Suns in Game 6. Tomorrow night, the East Finals Game 5 in Milwaukee. The Hawks and Bucks tied at two games apiece. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go away?
At Finley's Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
Ooh, I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on the last day of June, June 30th, a Wednesday, a hump day. Fun having Chuck Muth on, the camping fool, who is in Sturgis. Yeah, like as in the biker haven. In August? Yeah. Yeah. Fortunately, he's on a father-daughter cross-country trip, and they're camping. And they're camping in Sturgis. So very, very, very cool. We were talking before the break about what is going on with Bill Cosby, who was released from prison today in Pennsylvania, believe it or not. And one of the things that I find interesting is the fake news media is all over this thing. And in fact, Laura Coates is a CNN legal expert. She, along with Ellie Honig, are essentially... Well, and Ellie Honig is a CNN legal expert as well. It's interesting how both of them feel pretty much the same way, that justice was not served. Let's go to cut six, because this is Laura Coates, CNN legal expert, and her reaction to the Bill Cosby release from prison. Here it is.
One of the reasons that the newer prosecutors decided to bring this matter, in spite of what Ellie and I have been talking about that former deal, is because they believe the circumstances had changed to such a degree because of additional accusers, because of the pattern of evidence here, because it appeared to be his M.O. And they made the judgment call to say, in spite of that earlier agreement, because there had been new developments in the form of the deposition testimony now being allowed to be used, the idea of other accusers having come forward, forward. They believe that they had enough then to transform that otherwise ironclad deal into being, you know, fungible. And of course, what the courts are saying here is, look, one prosecutor leaving does not essentially absolve or give you a clean slate for the future prosecutors. If it was the government that took action, if it was the actual Commonwealth that decided to bring the case, not an individual lawyer or the Commonwealth itself made the deal, then the Commonwealth will be bound going forward. Now, this can have effects in other cases, of course. You can imagine outside of the context of Bill Cosby, the idea of why, if a prosecutor was allowed to renege on a deal, it would have a chilling effect on the ability of cooperators to come forward or cases to be resolved in other facets. And so the Supreme Court was probably looking at this in a way not simply towards this case, which of course is devastating for all who are involved, but with an eye towards the future cases where a prosecutor makes a deal, attempts to renege, and then tries to prosecute nonetheless. This is what the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania had to grapple with, and they decided that the deal was the deal.
And that's Laura Coates, CNN legal expert. And by the way, I agree with her. What we had here was what I would consider to be bad lawyering on the part of the first prosecutor. You don't make a deal like that and then allow a subsequent attorney or DA to essentially renege. You can't do that in the law. You can't do that. What happened, I think, was solid law, but not necessarily solid lawyering, and that's where I think. And by the way, I know there are 50 women that contend that he sexually assaulted them, and he may well have done that. He admitted to doing one act of sexual assault. He admitted to it in the deposition. But there's a difference here that they're going to be living with this for the rest of their lives. But Bill Cosby, because of bad lawyering, not on his attorney's part, but on the prosecution, he lost 2 years of his life in the slammer. And that's wrong. Stay where you are. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Is there any way to assess if justice is ever going to be paid for what happened? Bill Cosby loses 2 years of his life. These women feel like they have been snookered. We'll see what you think. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What do you think? And by the way, first-time callers, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I will make sure everybody knows, and we'll move you up in line. We'll give you some extra love. We do that for first-time callers. We'll do that coming up next. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Sue and her wife Helen meet their son every Saturday for lunch. One week, they were late because Helen didn't realize it was Saturday. At the restaurant, they enjoyed their usual favorites and caught up. But after the meal, Helen got upset because she needed help calculating the tip. Sue missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of confusion with time or place, challenges with problem solving, and changes in mood or behavior. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Know the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of these signs? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president went to the border earlier today, met with Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. And I must tell you, I'm always impressed with the former president, Donald J. Trump, but especially now. He's out of office, but he is still showing that he cares. In fact, let's see if we can squeeze in cut three. Cut three is Tucker Carlson. And I was just very impressed today that his grasp of the facts, even though he's not in office. Tucker Carlson talked about the Biden immigration policy and how, and this is cut three, by the way, that the policy is an outright lie. This obviously before the former president got there, this talking about Joe Biden as president and his policy. Here it is.
A few weeks ago, a driver for a charter bus company reached out to reporters at Fox 17 in Nashville. She'd been told not to speak to the media, but she did it anyway. Why? Because what she was seeing every day on the job was so strange, so without precedent in her 20-year career as a driver, that she felt she had to tell the public about it. Starting this April, the bus driver said, government agents began instructing her to pick up busloads of migrant children, foreign nationals from Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras, etc. The driver wasn't given any information beyond that. She was just told to take those children deep into the interior of the United States, away from the border, and do it as quickly as possible. Quote, there have been some drop-offs in Nashville, some in Knoxville, some in Chattanooga, a couple in Atlanta, the driver said. That's just as far as I go. Then the children continue on further. Another source familiar with what's going on told Fox 17 that some of these foreign nationals were taken as far away as New York and Chicago and Miami. But there's a problem. If you're trying to change the population of a country without the people who already live there finding out, it's tough to do it with buses. Because when you pull a bus packed with illegal migrants from a foreign country, without the proper ID, without the right to be in this country at all, people tend to notice. So the Biden administration came up with a different plan. Quote, now they're flying the kids because the buses were easier to videotape going down the highway. Ask yourself, by the way, since we've been talking a lot about democracy in this country, everything is a threat to democracy. If you change the population of a country without the consent of the people who live there, is that democracy? Doesn't that country belong to the people who live there? It's their country. That's what democracy is. But what if a small number of hardened ideologues decided to take it away from those people and give it to foreign nationals? That would not be democracy. By the way, some of the footage of buses hauling illegal migrants was shot by the Center for Immigration Studies back in March, and we have a clip. Here it is.
What's happening most of the time is that they are boarding buses and heading into America's heartland. A conveyor belt of commercial and charter buses, just like this one in Del Rio, Texas, are carrying tens of thousands sight unseen from Texas, Arizona, and California borderlands northward. And they are dropping their Haitian, Venezuelan, Cuban, and Central American family units in Florida and New Jersey, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, and to large cities in Texas, such as Dallas and Houston.
How is this not the biggest story in the country? You're changing the population of America without the consent of Americans. You're doing it secretly on a huge scale, and no one's noticing? 6 months after Inauguration Day, the borders are more open than ever. It tells you everything you need to know about how the Biden administration approaches immigration.
And it's so true. That's what's so sad about this entire deal. That we've got an immigration policy that is getting scary. And they're doing it right under our nose. And they think we don't notice. But on this program, we've talked a lot about illegal immigration and about our porous open borders and the Biden border catastrophe. I mean, it's going on every day. And all you've got to do is watch Fox News when they go to the report, Griff Jenkins or somebody like that down on the border, and you see the drones chronicling what's going on down there. They're pouring across our border. And by the way, you know, we always talk about how many people have been captured, how many people have been detained, how many people have been arrested. And basically what it comes down to is those are the ones that we've caught. Nobody ever wants to talk about the ones that got away, that are somewhere in our cities selling fentanyl. I mean, that's going on right now today. That's what's scary about this. By the way, coming up on the show, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, he's going to be doing a statewide tour to introduce himself to the rest of the state. We know him as Sheriff Joe, and he did a great, I thought he did a great job with 1 October. What is going to be weird is seeing them both on the same stage but debating each other. We saw them together a lot during the news conferences immediately following 1 October, and that was amazing. But Sheriff Joe, I thought, did a great job during 1 October, and now he's running against the guy that was standing side by side with him, raising tons of money. Wow. And I get that. Stay with us. This hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. The MultiCare Group, good people. I really like them. And Pat Casale, he'll be filling in for me, by the way, on Friday. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Robert Fellner, Vice President and Director of Policy for NPRI. We'll talk about an organization that's going to be celebrating an anniversary, and they always throw a huge party, but this one's going to be extra special because Molly Hemingway is going to be there. We'll talk with him about that. Also, a little bit later on in the program, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, he's running for governor, and I have I was talking with the club guys, Mark and Andy, and or is it Andy and Mark? I don't know who's getting top billing these days. But basically, it comes down to anybody but Sisolak. That is essentially what I have come down to, that I absolutely refuse to... Steve Sisolak did a horrible, horrible job. I thought he was okay, although he didn't have that much to do except pitch for money during 1 October. Unlike Sheriff Joe... who had to actually do law enforcement stuff, save people's lives, that kind of thing. But Sheriff Joe has kept the peace, and more importantly, he has done his job well. Steve Sisolak has failed every time you turn around. That's what's so sad about this. That whether it's handling the pandemic, the restrictions on our life, the loss of freedom, all of that. Then you get to Dieter. And there are still people that are having trouble with Dieter and getting the money that they deserve. And the fraud involved. This governor, this man, Steve Sisolak, has been a miserable failure. And that's why...